Hey guys, you don't sell anything on here, so the only thing I ask is that you help spread the word on this podcast so we can help more entrepreneurs make more money, have more time, and create the freedom they want in their lives. But the only way we can do that is if you rate, review, and share this thing. My single ask for you is to leave a review. It'll take about 20 seconds, and it would mean the world to me. And most importantly, it may help another entrepreneur.
I call this one Avoid the Tax Man. 1099 contractors with W-2 employees. I think this is one of the most common questions I get when people are in the cleaning business. They're like, what should I do?
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
So I'll tell you where my first thought that always comes up when someone asks me this question. And it was, I was actually 27 years old, right? I was like 2 or 3 years into starting my gym business, and I was very optimistic, yet I was a very naive entrepreneur. And I trained a client, his name was Cliff, and he was a super successful businessman, and he saw that I was naive, I think, more than anything, but I was also hungry, and I would ask him so many questions, and I think he loved me for that. And so I trained him twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 a.m., did that for so many years, and he saw I was hungry, saw I was curious. I always asked questions. I always listened to what he said, and I implemented everything. I just was like, I was a sponge. And so I think because of that, he chose to pour into me, even though I didn't have much to offer other than I was his personal trainer, right? But those sessions were definitely more BS sessions than they were workout sessions. but I feel very fortunate because I got paid to learn business lessons twice a week. I was like, wow, like, I feel like this is cheating. And he used to kind of say the same thing. He said, you know, for as much as I'm paying you, like, you should be the one who's doing the work, and I should be the one telling you what to do. So I was very, very lucky in that aspect. But so when I decided to hire my first employee, I asked Cliff's advice, right? And I shared him my game plan to bring my first staff member. And I remember after asking him, because I was like, dude, I think like this is a great idea. I thought through everything I could think of. And he's like, yeah, Logan, do you know what happens if the government deems that your 1099 employee is, in fact, should be classified as a W-2 employee? That's how I used to talk. I was like, no, I have no idea. And it was in one of those training sessions that I learned a really powerful lesson. And I think some lessons you got to learn the hard way. And this one, I'm grateful that I didn't ever have to learn the hard way. And so he told me about one of his friends, his friend's name was, let's call him Jim. I'm not going to share his real name, but let's call him Jim here. And so Jim owned a welding shop, right? And so he was the owner, he was the manager, he was the welder for 3 years, right? He did everything. But once the word started getting out about Jim's work, like, the phone started ringing, right? And so Jim did what every entrepreneur does. He hired office staff, right? This generally the easiest hire for all of us is we just hire an office person or virtual assistant to help him with the phone calls. And so after that, though, his phone's still ringing, and he hired his first welding technician when he could no longer handle all the actual work himself. But that welding technician, it was an employee, right? Jim had convinced his first guy that being a 1099 contractor, it was best, right? He would make more money, and he would have to pay Social Security taxes, and, like, you know, just, it was great. It would be so much better for both of them. And so for the next couple of years, like, Jim killed it, man. Like, he had to hire 3 more welders, and the business was growing. And so Jim began hiring office managers, and his touch points with his original staff had kept on decreasing as he started to scale out of his business, right? So good for Jim, right? That's what you're supposed to do in your business. You're supposed to scale out. Jim was making it. He had a gatekeeper, right? He finally had a person who was like hiring and firing, communicating with his staff, both new and old. But not everyone was on board with all these changes, right? And so Jim's first welding technician, he wasn't. So he decided to quit. And so days later, that welding technician went down to the Department of Labor to file for his unemployment. Well, there's 2 problems. The first problem was that, well, you're not eligible for unemployment when you quit. That's the first thing, right? Like, everyone knows that. The second thing is, like, you're ineligible for unemployment as a 1099 contractor. well, the welder got frustrated and he felt that Jim had duped him, right? And so guess what this welding technician did? He lawyered up, right? He lawyered up because he felt like he should be able to get unemployment, even though he quit and even though he wasn't a W-2 employee. Well, after a year investigation, guess what happened? The state actually decided that the welder was misclassified. And so the results, well, the welder actually got unemployment, right? Even though he quit, doesn't make sense, but apparently because he was misclassified, they gave him unemployment. And you know what Jim got? Jim got a $100,000 tax bill, right? For all those taxes that he hadn't been paying over the last couple of years. And so not only did that happen, but then they, after the investigation, they did a full audit of Jim's company and they found that he had done this not just with one of his welding technicians, but he'd done it with all of them. And so, as you guys could probably assume, Jim had to file bankruptcy. He had, overnight, he had a successful business that got bankrupt because he made one simple decision. Jim no longer has a business. And honestly, guys, here's actually the worst part. Jim has to pay those taxes still. So, the lesson? The tax man always gets his money, right? Even if you don't have a business. So, when I started my cleaning business, I remember the story. And so, I wrote down all the pros and cons list of 1099 versus W-2 because I still wanted to put it on paper. That way, I could continue to sell myself that, you know what? What are the chances that the state's actually going to audit me and they're going to come look at my business? Maybe it's slim to none, but like, is it actually worth it? And so I just put down a pros and cons list. So here was my pros and cons list when I started this cleaning company. Is I put all the 1099 contractor pros. And here were the pros, is that you don't have to train them, right? Because they're coming already. They already have cleaning experience because you're going after other smaller, maybe solopreneurs. You don't have to micromanage them, right? You don't have to pay for unemployment insurance. You don't have to pay for liability insurance because the contractors are going to hold their own insurance. You don't have to do bond insurance. You don't have to pay for workman's compensation. You don't have to have a payroll service, and you don't have to pay the FICA taxes. It's like, okay, right? I see why people want to do 1099s, right? Just from right there. But obviously there's cons, right? And so one of the cons, or a couple of the cons I saw with having 1099s is that you don't have control of their schedule, right? That there is no team meetings. Technically, the contractor owns that relationship with the client, right? You don't have control over the service, the fulfillment. So if they do a good or bad job, even if you're the one who's selling it and somebody else is fulfilling it, guess who's holding the bag if they want a refund or they want to pay for it, right? And you just get a smaller applicant pool because when people want to become cleaners, like if you try to expect them to also have to manage their own bookkeeping and taxes and insurance and all that other stuff, you're definitely going to lose a lot of people, right? And let's just say that you do all those things above, right? Let's say that you have a 1099 employee, as I call them. And so you control their schedule, you put them on team meetings, you have a relationship. You basically, again, you just treat them like they're a 1099 contractor from a pay standpoint, but you treat them as a W-2 employee from a culture standpoint. Well, now you're in jeopardy of actually owing those back taxes, right? And so to me, that never made sense. The risk was way too much for me. So then I wrote down the W-2 pros, right? So the W-2 pros is that you have the largest applicant pool, right? Which means that anybody who is a cleaner, even who's not a cleaner, they could apply for this position. And I didn't have to worry about them not understanding how to file for their how to do their own taxes, make sure that they were bonded and insured. Like they could just show them, I could take care of all that stuff for them. Okay. I could actually train them. So I could teach somebody who had zero cleaning experience how to actually train. I could control their schedule. I could tell them where to be, when to be there. Okay. I could offer them benefits. Right. I could actually say, hey, I'm going to give you dental insurance. I'm going to give you supplemental health insurance. I'm going to give you paid time off. Okay. I could actually keep that relationship with the client, right? Which to me, if you guys have watched any of my other trainings, you'll know that like I think the value in this business is the relationship with the client because you can sell a client once and you can keep them for years, right? So I get to keep that client relationship strong. And I could do team meetings, right? So those are all the pros that I saw with having a W-2 employees. there'd be two cons, right? You got to pay FICA taxes, right? Which means that not only you got to pay them their wage, but you also got to pay for their social, you got to pay half their social security, you got to pay half of their state and federal and unemployment and what else goes into there, right? I don't even remember. There's lots of other ones that go in there too, right? Workman's compensation, right? So, and then you always got to have a payroll service as well. So those are the cons of having 1099 versus W-2. But with all that being said, like, to me, it makes the most sense. And you guys can see I have a little typo right there. But to me, it just made more sense and made it safer that if I'm going to make money, I'm going to have my business that's crushing it. I don't want to just wake up one day and it all go away.